Well, obviously, it's always good to get a win. It's, you know, if you're going to try to win, we got 11 opportunities this season. If you're going to try to win 11 of them, you got to win the first one. And so we were able to go out there, play well, play hard. For the most part, we played smart. That's one thing that we have made a whole lot of progress in the last 4 years is we, I think we play much smarter now. You know, and we found a way to win. Obviously, it was a step up in competition, but, you know, it's still football. And the formula never changes. Whoever usually runs it the best, blocks the best, tackles the best, takes the best care of the football, and plays the kicking game the best usually wins. And I think Saturday was a great example of that. We were able to take care of the football. We played hard. We played the kicking game well. Keltner kicked it. We protected our field goals. We protected our punts, got it off, and was able to do the things we had to win. And, you know, tell the player, when the formula for winning changes, I'll change. But until then, we're going to try to do the basic fundamental things. Obviously, the fact that it was Vanderbilt, an SEC team, makes it special. There's no question about that. We'll get to enjoy the heck out of it December, January, and hopefully for the next several years of our life. But, you know, if we sit around and enjoy it too much yesterday, today, tomorrow, or whatever else, then we're going to create a bad memory here soon. We can't allow that to happen.
Talked about stepping up a level. This week you're going down a level. Do you try to keep your guys grounded, not play down to the competition or anything like that?
Well, I told them we'll find out how mature we are. You know, it doesn't matter what colored uniforms are, what the name on the jersey, or what the logo on the helmet. You show up and play, and you be the best team that ETSU can be. If you do that, it doesn't matter whether you're stepping up or playing somebody that's at a quote-unquote level below, you know, a lower division team. It's about ETSU. It's about how good we can be. What can we improve on? What steps can we take to make ourselves a better football team each week? You do that, you don't have the highs and lows, you know, where you quote unquote play up or play down to your competition. You're the same guys week in, week out. And that's what I try to sell. It's what I think we've done a pretty good job in the past of being a pretty consistent football team. And but there's no question, it's a little bit more of a challenge because I mean, I've had like 300 text messages and I don't even know how many phone calls. So I'm sure, you know, even somebody as ugly as Stephen Scott's got a couple of text messages congratulating him, you know. So, and by the way, his phone must have the biggest earpiece because his head is so big.
Is that before or after
the touchdown? Oh, it is. Since I've known him, I don't know when it grew. I'm sure his parents probably had to get him checked out by the doctors. I tried to get the trainers to get him some treatment on it because it looks swollen, but anyway.
We talked after the game about that this result's going to put a target on your guys' back. Explain that, how you feel about that.
Well, I want to be a part of a program. You know, I want to be coaching a team that's got a target on your back each week. You know, I felt like 2018, we won. Obviously, we won the championship, but we probably won some games because teams thought they were going to beat us and didn't take us real serious. And we played hard, competed, and we never quit. 2019, we went from having our game circled on the calendar because it was homecoming to circled on the calendar because they wanted to get us back. And we played a different level of intensity each week from the people we played, I felt like. You win a game like we did last week and you get the attention we've gotten, well, that level of intensity just gets ratcheted up a little bit more. So I expect our game to be circled and highlighted on most people's schedule now. But that's what we want. That's what – you don't want to be the team that's, you know, everybody's homecoming. You don't want to be the team that everybody's – going around taking game tickets to the Boys and Girls Club to try to fill up the stands. You want to be the game that when you're showing up in town, the game's sold out. And I think that win last week helps put us in position to be that kind of program. We're not there yet. One win doesn't do it. We got to continue with it. We got to build on it. We got to go. But it puts us in the right direction towards achieving that type of program.
Coach, you talked about that intensity. You kind of touched on the previous question, but what's the more difficult part about keeping that same type of intensity you guys brought to Vanderbilt and SEC Bowl versus a team that's, you know, Division 2?
Well, I touched on when I said, I think it's maturity. If you're mature enough, you bring it each day. You bring it each week. And that's the way our coaches, and that's what we expect each day in practice. So if you bring it to practice each day, it's certainly easy to bring it to games. Every time you step on the field, put the helmet on, put the cleats on, you need to have that kind of intensity. But we'll find out a little bit more. Just as you guys will find out, fans will find out, I'll find out a little bit more about our football team this week. And hopefully we'll respond the right way. I believe they will. But like I say, it's not about who, it's about us, what we do.
You also brought up the fans. How much more does this guys give you momentum going into that? You know, obviously you've got a couple home games coming up, but then you get to the thick of the SoCon season. But how much momentum does this give you guys with the fan base with a win like this, knowing that, you know, I heard Steve talk about this past over here, this past game that, you know, Vandy fans were going to cheer you guys on. So maybe you got a couple of them coming to John City this weekend. But, you know, what kind of momentum does this give the fan base?
Scott Carter could probably answer that a whole lot better, or our ticket people could answer that a whole lot better. I live in my world, and I live in my little cocoon, which is these 120 guys we got on the football team and my coaches. No question, it gives the team momentum. But what we do with it now is what matters. I tell them that it's not a matter of what happens to you in life that matters. It's how you respond to what happens. Well, we won the first game. Now, how are we going to respond to it? You know, what do we do? We got a chance to build something. You know, obviously the win is a great step. But that's all it is a step. And we still got 10 more games to really define who we are as a football team. How we're going to be remembered, what's our legacy. You know, I've heard many, many times, you know, you see this over here about 1987, when they went over and beat North Carolina State, and then supposedly came back the very next week and completely laid an egg. And that's what we can't allow to happen. We got to show up and play each week.
What do you know about why and how much are they, you think that their points in their game last week as motivation for themselves?
Well, I'm sure they're saying the same thing, and I'm sure they feel like they're catching us at a great time. They're a good football team. I know that their coach Dameron and their coach is really, really good football coach. Known him for a pretty good while. You know, you look at what they did. Scored 54 points last week. Didn't give up any. You watch them on tape. They know what they're doing. They're well coached. They're playing hard, they're playing fast. They played with much the same formula that we did. They threw it around a little bit more than what we did, but they play hard, play fast, play good defense, play the kicking game well, and did all the things that you have to do to win football games. So it's going to be a challenge. We can't think just because we're ETSU and won last week that does anything but make it harder. If we start believing anything different, that's just showing our immaturity as a football team.
In your world, your cocoon coach, what were you most proud of looking back at Saturday, the program did with
that? Great question. I told the TV crew Thursday, I think, when I talked to them, or Friday, whenever I talked, I can't remember what day, Friday, that I didn't think our team would be scared or intimidated. That I felt like we would show up, compete, play hard. And that's exactly what our guys did. So that's probably the thing I'm most proud of, is the fact that they showed up, were not scared, were not intimidated, and played. And I told the team at halftime, I said, don't be scared to win. Don't be scared or don't fear what's in front of us right here. We got 30 more minutes to go play. And don't flinch. And I don't think we had a guy that was afraid of it or that flinched from it. Now, so I think that's probably what I'm most proud of, because that's the kind of mindset that the intensity I've tried to instill in them. Things we're trying to build in the program is you respect every opponent, but don't fear any of them. You know, and that's you treat them with the respect they deserve, and you show them the respect they deserve, but you don't live in fear of anything or anybody. And that's what I'm proud of.
You go back to the post-game TV interview. I seemed a little emotional going from the win.
Well, hell, we beat Vanderbilt. You know, I get a little emotional, right?
Where
plus, it was Vanderbilt. Anyway.
Where